Hey guys, hope you are well. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Judith Gwande. So today I'm coming with a totally different aspect. I'm not bringing you juicy stories and I'm not bringing you those, you know, stories which I usually bring on this podcast. But this week I'm going a bit into business and we are talking. I usually do podcast on in October, and when October comes, I as a person who worked in the customer experience department for about 9 years, yeah, 8-9 years, something like that, I have got so much love with October, because October means that the first of October is going to be amazing at work. It's going to be amazing at work. We are talking about the Customer Services Week, which is happening from the 4th of October to the 8th of October. I believe that if you are a business and you have customers, both internal and external customers, remember, customers, they are not only just customers who bring us money. Maybe people we don't know who walk into our shops and do business with us. No, customers are also internal customers, because you also have employees and staff members who work hard in order to service those customers who are coming in your shop to bring you money. So both of them are important. Both of them at the end of the day are bringing you revenue. So we are talking about Customer Services Week, which is happening on the 4th of October right through to the 8th of October. And the theme is the power of service. The power of service. I know you guys at I know people, I've seen polls which happen on Twitter, like in Zimbabwe, where did you experience the worst customer service? And most people complain about government institutions, kuma passport, kuma birth, and all. They complain all the kuma hospitals, kuma passport, kuma birth. People tend to treat us badly and stuff. So if you understand the power of service, and if you understand how you feel when you receive bad service, it gives you the pressure that as a business person, you need to do things correctly. You need to make sure that your customers are happy. And the power of service means that you're going to return those customers. There's going to be customer loyalty, and you're also going to have engaged staff members, because your internal customers are very important. So if they are happy, it means that when they are going beyond providing service, they are now going an extra mile to the extent that that customer comes back and gives you business. So we are talking about the Customer Services Week in this podcast, and I've got a very soft spot for it, because it means a lot to me. So the 4th of October right up to the 8th of October, I've got tips which I have prepared, and I thought that I could share with you some of the tips. You can do them like internally as a department, or as a customer experience department. Some of the tips you can even go beyond and engage with your customers are more on a personal level, or through the media. It depends with what makes you happy. So I'm going to share with you the tips or things which you can do during the Customer Services Week. Remember, it's running for 5 consecutive days, so you need to plan well what is going to happen from the first day right through to the last day. You really need to plan very, very well on how you are going to execute these things, because it's a laid back kind of a week, and you really need to make sure that you do it. Everyone is having fun at the same time, revenue is coming through. So you really need to be strategic about it. You must not have any losses, but the activities which will be happening during that week are bringing you revenue at the end of the day, and also your employees or your customer facing staff, they are also happy at the end of the day. So that is how you need to plan this week. So first things first, we need to make sure that people know that the customer services week is here, and we need to make it known by decorating the whole place. Like if you have a customer service department, or you have your service centers, you have your shops, whichever place where you interact with your customers from, what you need to do is you need to decorate that place. Be it a call center, you need to decorate that place, because those people also, your call center agents also speak to customers, so you must involve them as well. So the customer services week, we are looking at the customer facing staff, we are looking at the customers themselves, and we're also looking at the whole organization as well. Like we are building your brand perception again during that week. So what you need to do now is to make sure that you announce that we have something big coming up. So you just make sure that on Monday, when your employees are coming through, they will see a whole different workspace. There are decorations all over, and maybe there is background music that day. People are going to work with some background music, and you make sure that when some people are now coming in, you give them something to be it the regalia. The main regalia which they will be using, be it caps, be it hats, t-shirts, whatever, socks, happy socks, whatever. I really like the DCS logo. It's a bit colorful, and they're always colorful every year, but this year's, I think it's a bit catchy. So you can also create happy socks, and you can also distribute that and give it to your employees or the customer facing staff when they come in the office. So when work starts at 7 a.m. or when work starts at 8 a.m., what you just have to do is to give them those things, and you are now announcing that things are going down right now. Customer services week is here, and this week we are going to have fun. So you just give them the freebies. What you also need to do is to choose a customer services week champion. You can rotate them each and every year, but if you have someone who is a good at it, they can just keep it every year. That person can have a subcommittee which plans the whole week, but you must have a customer services week champion who plans everything and to make sure that that week is fruitful. So that person is responsible the first day, that when people are coming through, they are given their freebies, they are given whatever they think is important. You can give them what you think is important to announce that this week is customer services week, and you can start your week like that. So in the process, during the day when people are working, you can have a pop-up balloon session where you give your staff members different giveaways, different freebies. So the freebies can, it depends with your budget. The customer service champion can think outside the box on different freebies they can give, but it all depends with your budget. So you should also have a budget for the customer services week. It must be well planned. So make sure that you've got games in between during the day where your staff members are engaged and they are participating in certain activities during that week whilst they are working. For customers, you can be creative about it. You might just say the first customer who walks in the service center, you just give them something, give them a package, give them a goodie bag, and you tell them that because you are the first customer who walked in, we are giving you this as a gift. We are celebrating the customer service this weekend. Our theme is the power of service. So thank you very much for being our first customer this week. And you take a photo of them and maybe your customer service champion, and you post it on your social media platforms. You are also now announcing to your customers online that we are celebrating this week. And if you come through our shop, you can stand a chance of winning this and that and that and that, depending on what you have in your pool of prizes. So that's how you can engage with your customers as well as your staff members. Okay, so you can even go above the line. You might need to speak to people who to your other customers about the customer services week. What is your business doing to ensure that the power of service is felt within the customers, and how dedicated are you in servicing your customers or in giving service to your customers? It is very important. You can also go online. You can take advantage of this week to go overboard with your marketing strategy, because it is important to make sure that people know that you are customer centric and you have your customers at heart. So it is important to do that. So you can go on radio, you can do social media contests, and you make sure that you give people prizes, you give your customer prizes, and it can be something which can also increase your brand perception in the market. So on the last day of the customer services week, that was my favorite day because I had to dress up. So what you have to do is you can do a dress up challenge depending with what you want people to wear. Your customer service champion is responsible for that. They need to think outside the box. Are we going to have a uniform day where someone comes through wearing a different any uniform whatsoever, be it a school uniform, a professional any type of uniform or profession which they feel like is important, they like to wear, to dress like a soldier, they like to dress like a policeman, a doctor, a nurse, a chef, whichever way, or they want to dress like a primary school child, or they want to dress like a high school child, depends, whatever they want, they can dress up. Or if they're going to dress up like they're going to a high tea, it all depends with what people want. So at the end of what people want, and make it a happy day. So you can also now do your customer services awards on that particular day. Make sure that there is food. Your staff members, your customers facing staff must feast on that day. Make sure that there is food, there is music, there is an amazing DJ. And on that day, as staff members, people must have fun. As a boss, you must be chilled and interact with your staff members. Interact on a very personal level, at their level. Mingle with them, go like wherever they are. When they're dancing, you also dance with them. You know, you just have to be with them when everything is happening, and make sure that that day is memorable, and make sure that you've got someone who is taking amazing pictures. You must also make sure that you keep those memories. You have to put those things in a certain repository whereby people can just go back and look for these memories. You can even use them for other things, or marketing things, marketing events which you might have. So it is important to have a repository for your media, that is your videos and your images. Make sure that on the last day of on the 8th of October, your staff members are going to have fun. Okay, are going to have fun. You might do it after work, or yes, I recommend after work, because during the day we also need to make money. You might do it after work, or some can do it during the weekend, maybe on the Saturday, because it will be Friday on the 8th. So on Saturday people just wake up and they know that today we are going to work, but today is not a work day, we are going to have fun. So you go there, you have fun, do your awards to the most performing customer services staff, and your day will be made. So those are the recommendations which I have, all the tips which I have for you when it comes to customer services. It's the customer services week. It's a week to celebrate both your internal and external customers, and the theme, remember, is the power of service. Hope this will be helpful when you are planning your week next week, when you are planning your customer services week. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast. Again, my name is Judith Gwande, and this is Hashtag Trending Zim. Have a lovely day.